morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. This last day of June. Wow. Having a wonderful summer, are you? I know I am. 4th of July just around the corner. What are your plans? It's going to be a wonderful weekend, too. Just taking a look at the weather. Oh, I am so excited. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to give a shout out. A few birthdays today. I want to say happy birthday to Janae Davis. Janae and I played softball together right here in Salem, Oregon. In fact, her dad was our coach. He was outstanding coach and learned so much. So many things you can learn in baseball and Little League, you know, for life. And I was very thankful for Mr. Davis as my coach. And Janae, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, my friend. Another birthday today. David Baxter, happy birthday to you there in Texas. Hopefully it's a great day for you as well. And I want to share with you, those of you in our community that stepped up and helped United Way. Yesterday, our show, we talked about food boxes for families in the community. $20 will help bring a family a food box, and it really does make a difference. And because it's so impactful and the need is so great, really, I don't know if we emphasized it enough, but they're really having to look at finances because there's other demanding needs in our community and maybe scale back on the food box program. And my answer is let's step up and see what we can do and get more people involved. And so even on my own personal Facebook page, I've made it a thing for this month as we head into July to get these food boxes sponsored, and let's continue to help these families in our community. And we had said yesterday, those who gave during the hour yesterday morning, they donated for a food box. We would do a wonderful raffle, or kind of not really a raffle, but a drawing for a gift card. Our friends at Honky Tonk Bar and Grill stepped up and gave a gift card, and we did a drawing, and the winner is, we need a drum roll, is Jamie Hamilton. Congratulations, Jamie. You won a gift card. I'll be working on getting that to you. Thank you for donating, and I just want to encourage you to remember the United Way and the great works that they do here in our community. And we're going to try to feature a nonprofit organization every month and let you know the needs of that nonprofit organization and how we can step aside them and be a part of the solution in impacting our community. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. And remember, we're streaming live on air at KSLM.news. You can tell your family and friends. In fact, if they don't live here, they don't get our signal at 1220 AM or on the FM dial 104.3, they can certainly tune in online by streaming on their app, on their phone. They can listen that way or on the podcast. We'll rebroadcast this on the podcast. People can get it off the website at kslm.news. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And we want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, 503-885-0789, for sponsoring our show. And looking at some headlines, you probably have already heard the news that Governor Kate Brown is making every single county now wear masks when you're indoors. Yes, a statewide requirement to wear face coverings indoor public spaces beginning Wednesday. And so that is something, unless you have a medical condition. If you have a medical condition, you don't have to. And they're not, if you go on somewhere and you tell them that you have a medical condition, they're not to ask. So that's just news that you can use there too, I think. And looking at the numbers, here's something that I discovered yesterday. Oh my goodness. Okay, so, you know, we're seeing all these, all of a sudden, ooh, all these numbers and all this increase. And we're like, wait a minute, like Marion County normally has like 10 new ones a day, right? And all of a sudden 65, and you're thinking, how does this even happen? Everybody's been, you know, conscientious, wearing their mask unless they have a medical condition, you know, doing the things that they need to do, the 6 feet. I've watched people, even when we went to the coast this weekend, people were keeping their distance. It's like they're even afraid to look at each other because they might catch something. I mean, it's really getting kind of silly, right? Oh, So the numbers. Let me read them to you, and then I'll throw out my theory to you, and then we'll do some investigating, and we'll get back to it, right? So in Oregon, since this hit January 24th, there's been 234,769 tests given. Out of those tests, here's the negative ones, 226,648. So 8,485 positives out of 234,769. 25 patients have been placed on ventilators. Right now, 151 people hospitalized in Oregon. And unfortunately, 204 people have lost their lives here in Oregon, and we're sad about that, of course. But something that I found out yesterday that I think is a little concerning, and I think we need to do our research, and I invite you, I know some of you, like our friend Art, some of our friends out there like to do some digging and then some researching and investigating. But when we hear confirmed or presumptive cases, well, I got alerted yesterday, a presumptive case could be, perhaps, and we need to confirm this if we can. If someone comes down with COVID and they're doing that contact tracing, you know, all those like 600 and some people hired contact tracers. So if that one person who has COVID's been around 50 people in this last week or 2 weeks, yeah, suddenly they're presumptive. So now our numbers have jumped 51. That sounds a little suspicious to me. So that's something we need to look at and confirm. What does the presumptive mean? Because if they're just kind of guessing or making an educated guess that potentially these 50 additional people beyond the one could get COVID, and now all of a sudden we're seeing in one day we're seeing all these numbers, well, it's because they're adding this in there. I'm suspect of it, not confirmed, but maybe you guys can help me out with that as we continue on the conversation this morning. It's something that's of concern to me, and maybe it is of you as well. Something else that's happened in the last few weeks that's kind of a cool thing, a good thing, and I don't know if you have your copy yet. I'm holding it right in my hands, right in front of me. The Best of the Willamette Valley 2020. Bestofthewillamettevalley.com. 329 businesses voted best for eating and drinking, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, professional services, school, shopping, things to do. I encourage you to get your very own copy. Many of the businesses listed. You can go online, find out who are the winners. And many of the businesses listed there have copies of this magazine. And I put it in your car. And when you're in your family, you're like, where do we want to go? Well, let's look at the best of and go there, right? I encourage you to do so. And in my effort to keep us encouraged, inspired, educated, and certainly, oh my goodness, connected to our community, I have found this treasure. And you know, I've talked about this before. Terry and I like to go out and go treasure hunting, and it isn't for stuff. We like to find people that add value to other people's lives day in, day out. And particularly since I started the show, I love meeting new people and say, hey, come on the show with me. And some of you are so brave. Okay, I'll do that. Some are like, no way, it's way too early. It's not even the scare of being on radio. It's like you're up way too early. And in our adventure, of course, you've met Diana from Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill. We met there at Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill, this individual. And when we're talking about COVID-19 and shutdowns and businesses that might eat through, I was so excited to find out this gentleman, Sean, started a business right in the middle of all of this. And he's got an interesting business. And I want you to listen to this because it'll give you a hint. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. For those of you that like motorcycles, maybe you'll know what that means. I love to ride motorcycles. And Sean, thank you for joining me this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
When you hear that roar of that engine like that, what do you think?
I get a big smile.
you were grinning from ear to ear. You have been helping at Honky Tonks, right?
Yeah.
You've been working out there, but you, during this pandemic, you decided to relaunch something else. Tell us a little bit about it.
I opened my, it's a kind of an all-around shop. It's a fabrication shop, mainly motorcycles, custom builds, so on.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of sculpture artwork, actually am a leather shop as well.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so you decided to get back into motorcycles and fabrication. You've done this before.
Yeah, I've done it my whole life, pretty much.
And so what does that, for someone who maybe isn't familiar with what that was, what is a fabrication? What is that?
We build things out of metal. Weld, fabricate, anything from, simple little pieces of wind art to full custom motorcycles, all types of different welding fabrication.
So your actual fabrication location is where?
In Staten, Oregon.
Staten, Oregon. And is it like a downtown location, or where are you located at?
No, it's 1840 Pacific Court. Mm-hmm. It's over by, it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but it's by the Staten Lumber Yard.
Okay. So. All right. So you, we actually have another business we've featured and been on the morning show from the Staten area, and that was the bacon loaded potato guy, Ken Carey. So now I have two people to visit over in Staten. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So you decide to open up, and is it you, yourself, and you, or do you have someone else that you're working with?
I have a partner.
Okay, awesome. And so if I had a Harley that I needed something done to it, I could bring it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mainly work on the older stuff, Evolution's back. I don't do a whole bunch of the newer stuff. That's all computerized. I'm more the mechanical end of stuff, not real into the computer thing.
So if it was, and if I understand, and of course this is going to really test my knowledge, and Terry's been working with me, you know, he's been in Harley sales for many years, and he's telling me about the motor development, and we've actually been to the Harley Davidson, you know, they have actually a museum, like from in Wisconsin, and so probably older than 90s up until 2000, you're thinking?
99 is generally, so that's when they started twin cams, which that was more of the bigger computer era. That's when they started doing that. And so Evolution, shovel heads, pan heads, knucklehead, all the way back.
Yeah.
I work on all of those, but we build customs at anything.
Right. And so when you say a custom motorcycle, you can beef up the motor, beef up the bars, right? Yeah. Those kinds of things.
Well, we do. We'll literally go from the frame. We will build a whole new frame or modify yours. Longer front ends, old school stuff, choppers.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, we will, when we come back from this break, I'm going to ask you a couple questions in regards to some of the stuff you've done in the past and some of the stuff maybe that you're working on now. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So fun to have Sean in the studio. His business, Brothers Custom Fabrication, located in Staten. We're going to continue the conversation after this. We'll be back. Fine Tuesday. The weather today, a little bit of rain expected in the forecast, a little cooler. It's nice, though. It's a beautiful summer morning, partly cloudy sky right now. Temperature is going to get about 67 degrees. Right now, it's already 58 degrees. As we move towards the weekend, though, and we look towards 4th of July weekend, temperatures in the 70s might even hit 80 on Saturday. So as you're planning your weekend, and we're being encouraged to stay within our backyard, I think. But I know many of us are planning to go to the river or to the lake or maybe over to the ocean, going camping, whatever. You want to make sure you pack a little sunscreen along. And maybe you're just going to stay home and work on your yard. It's certainly an option. And I want to let you know, if you're getting those much needed home things done, don't forget that Clayton Ward Recycling is accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, gravel, cardboard, newspaper, and office supply. And there's no waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service. There may be some charges on some things, not a lot. Most things, there's no charge. Family owned and operated, Clayton Ward Recycling, Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Give them a call, 503-393-8777. 800-800-7900. And in the studio to me with me today is kind of fun. I have to do this again just because I can. I think it's kind of fun. Oh, yeah. Yes, we got to get that motorcycle sound roaring. You know, I went last year. Thank you, one more time. Last year, I went to get my endorsement. And I took the classes and got passed with flying colors, you know, and you do it in a big parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And they simulate like things that can come at you and, you know, curves and turning. And the biggest thing you have to remember when you're riding a motorcycle, maybe our listeners have ridden before, maybe you've ridden dirt bikes. It's a little different than four wheelers or quads, the turning and everything, but you have to really look where you're going. You really do follow where your eyes, and if you're looking at the ground, that's no good.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. But so 8 months ago, I got my endorsement, and then the first of the year, we moved here, and we now have a motorcycle for me to ride. It's one of those cop motorcycles, Chips, you know, yeah. Kawasaki motorcycle and stuff. And we've done some practicing about a week ago. We did some practicing and it's fun. But in the neighborhood, it was the first time I'd been like on the street with dogs and older people walking along the side and all this stuff, you know, and it just makes you so aware. And so I have so much respect for those that ride.
I'll let you ride mine.
Oh, what do you ride?
It's a rigid frame chopper.
All right.
Jockey shift, 120 inch.
All right. That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so Sean started. Terry and I met Sean at Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill, and he was there, and his wife, Carol, is the manager, and they're just a super cool couple. And in the pandemic, of course, everything was shut down, and he was helping behind the scenes. They made a patio and did some things, and you decided to launch this business. What made you decide to just do it again?
In all honesty, I've been working out of my garage,
mm-hmm.
and with everything that I got going on, like I was saying, I do a lot of metal sculpture,
mm-hmm.
and motorcycles. I had a regular two-car garage. I had my bike lifts and five motorcycles and all my leather work and my welders and everything,
mm-hmm.
in the garage, and I'd have to work on anything, I'd have to move half of everything out, And then I just got tired of that and decided to find a building. And then once I found the building that I did find, I was like, well, might as well open it as a business.
So right.
That's what we did.
Well, and if our listeners, if you've watched any kind of reality TV, you know, there are some really cool shows about redoing motorcycles and redoing cars, and people have an idea, kind of like the HGTV of houses and flipping homes and stuff. It's really quite a thing that's come back,
yeah.
Adding on. And I know from being at the rallies and working a lot of times, Terry, when he's in sales at a rally like Sturgis or Laconia Rally or whatever, I'll go along and I'll help either in finance or credit or closing the loans. Or sometimes I've even done where they're test riding the new Harleys that come out and been on site and answering questions and things. And you learn a lot about the bikes. And what happens is, when someone buys a motorcycle, they want to make it their own.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you buy the house. It's pretty generic. And then you can put the drapes and decide the color and all of that. So when they buy a motorcycle, they can come to you to make it their own, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so trying to put it in layman's terms, if people aren't used to. The interesting thing about it is you become really emotionally attached to your motorcycle. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
You covered it pretty much. They're making it your own. When, you know, there's a lot of satisfaction in being able to, you know, walk out when you go out for a ride with somebody, you know, or with a group of people, you walk out there and you know your bike ride out of the bat because mm-hmm. it's different than everyone else's. And,
yeah.
You know. So,
and you're sitting in a light and someone's like, oh, wow, giving you a thumbs up, like, cool
especially,
bike.
Especially when you go into more than just adding the chrome package,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting handlebars and different seat. You know, a lot of people call that customizing.
Right.
I'm a little deeper than that. I think you got to cut stuff up and weld it back together
mm-hmm.
different.
Make it their own. And
yeah.
I know that when we were in Sturgis or these rallies, you go, they line them up. up and down the streets, and it is amazing to look at all the bikes and all of the different. It's like walking through a museum, you know, and all the different years.
I used to tattoo in Sturgis a lot of years.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, that's pretty neat. Right there on Main Street, probably. I'm guessing.
Right there at the barbershop.
Oh, how
right
fun
there on
is
the
that?
Corner.
And if you haven't heard, friends, and if you know about Sturgis, this year is the 80th rally, and they are holding it in South Dakota. A couple things they're doing this weekend. President Trump is going to Mount Rushmore, which is just above Rapid City, South Dakota, where I used to live for 20-some years, and not too far from Sturgis, about 45 miles maybe from Sturgis. Trump's going to be there the 4th of July weekend, and then a month later, Sturgis is going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's the 80th. It's going to be the biggest ever. People come from all over the country. It's going to be fantastic.
The 50th was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
And at the 50th, I decided by the time I'm 50, I'm going to have a Harley. And have my motorcycle license and stuff. And it's fun. It was on my bucket list. And here I am, right? All these years later. And so when we get back from this break, I want to talk a little bit about your crafting in metalworks and leather and some of the other things, okay?
All right.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. A fun show this morning, talking with Sean. Yes, we're talking about custom motorcycles and all kinds of fun adventure. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning. Sipping on your coffee this morning, whatever you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Hey, SLM, I'm Stacey Ann. We're here to encourage, inspire, engage you in news that you can use and information about what's going on around our community. And it is so fun to connect with people. We live in an amazing area, and it's a diverse area that we live in, from agriculture to industrial to, you know, people working in city government, state government, to those that have their own businesses, and people all around making a difference and adding value. And even though we're going through some tough times in this pandemic and things that we've never experienced, who would have ever thought, even a year ago, 6 months ago, that we would have a governor mandating that we have to wear a mask? And we're in interesting times, and there's a lot of mask shaming going on right now. People that don't want to wear or can't wear a mask versus those who think everybody should be wearing them, and that it's just an interesting time that we're in. And so here in this show, I really want to be of encouragement, and I want us to think about things and think about, you know, when you drive down state and you see the garage door open up and people in there working on motorcycles or out welding on projects, you know, thinking about, hey, I wonder who that guy is and what is he doing and how's his life going, and you know, just the variety of people that we have doing what they do, and just ramping up the kindness and connecting to one another and the humanity of it all. And that's the beauty of the show. We can connect to people, and we can stay connected, and we can stay encouraged, and we can lift one another up. And that's my desire here. And I hope you're encouraged by tuning in each and every day. And you might go, I wonder who she's going to have on tomorrow. And hopefully it's exciting to you and it's relevant to you. And if it isn't, maybe the next day will, right? And so today I've got Sean, Sean on the air with me, and he has Brothers Fabrication. Brothers Custom Fabrication. And the cool thing, Sean, is as we're talking about motorcycles. And again, here, I got to do this just because I can here. Yeah, let's listen to this one here. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. So it's motorcycles, but other things. Tell me some of the other things that you all do.
Well, we do a lot of industrial fabrication, repair, welding. Between me and my partner, we can weld pretty much anything. We were both, I was a boiler maker for a lot of years, and then him and I both were pipe fitters, both union pipe fitters and pipe welders.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of experience between the both of us.
So if you're Farmer Joe and you have a tractor issue that needs welding or something, that can you do some of that too?
We can do all in shop right now. We're currently building a service truck to where we can actually go on site and mm-hmm. weld.
Okay.
So
good, because we talk about that diversity and the different things that people need, or the industrial, their business, or their complex, and they have these things. That's good to know.
Yeah.
What's the phone number that they can call you?
It's 769-8663.
Okay, and we're working on getting a Facebook page and things like that, other ways to people can contact you. And certainly we'll put a link up on the on our website with the phone number as well, that that people can get in contact with you. You do some other things as well. You do some fun crafting. Talk to me about that.
Well, I'm a saddle maker.
Oh, so the cowboys get involved here. You make saddles.
Well, anything out of leather. I'm a custom saddle maker. I do a lot of holsters,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that I would actually say that's probably my biggest thing that I make.
So our Second Amendment people that want to have a gun holster, right? And so do you do like the concealed carry holster type things?
I've actually invented a bunch of different styles of holsters.
Okay.
I've got concealed carry and in your pants style and the waistband style, but these are all. So I started with the holsters because I could never find a holster that was comfortable for me. So I sat down. It took about a week. I built 9 different holsters for the same gun, just to try and make one that was comfortable to wear, and finally came up with a good design. And
fantastic. That's good. And do you have any of these displayed anywhere retail-wise, or are you just kind of word of mouth?
Well, I'm word of mouth, but I really don't build a stock holster, so I try and do each one particular for the customer.
Again, another custom thing that you do. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you're working on a website, so eventually maybe you can get that out there, too, or show some examples. Talk to me a little bit about the saddles. Are they show saddles, like people
regular
work? Okay,
old style working saddles. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the new stuff. And a lot of things that we use have worked the way that they work for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
and no sense in trying to reinvent the wheel.
Right, practical solutions. When you're,
I mean, I can build show saddles and so on. It's just not
what you do.
Yeah.
So you have this incredible creative side to you. What's the most creative thing you've ever created?
Well, that's rough.
You've done a lot, haven't you?
I do a metal sculpture. Like right now, I'm making a wall hanging of salmon out of stainless steel. But they're all three-dimensional. They're not just flat metal cut out. They're all three-dimensional. And I do a lot of the wind, garden decoration, wind, stuff like that. I'm trying.
So when you talk about the garden, the ones that spinny spin, and you put in your garden, and, fun.
So right now I'm designing a big kinetic piece.
Ah.
So it'll all be out of stainless.
So have you ever done any of the kinds of shows? Usually in a normal summer, there would be like craft and wine festival type things, and you put up the booth. Have you ever done anything like that?
I'm
envisioning this with all your special talent and things. The other thing about you that I find so intriguing and amazing is you shared with me just a few nights ago that you are a dancer, that you with your Native American heritage, American Indian heritage. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't dance anymore. My knees and back are from injury and accidents and stuff, my knees and back. But I used to be a traditional dancer. My son still is. That kid is an amazing, amazing dancer. He's an amazing everything that he does.
And his name is?
Kiowa.
Kiowa. That's a beautiful name. And and how many children do you have? You have a few. You have a son by the name of Harley as well, right?
I do.
That's
so
pretty cool.
So we've got, between me and my wife, we've got 7.
So you've got yours and hers and all of that together.
We don't, all together.
I don't
believe in step.
We have 5, so I understand that. And your oldest is how old? Yeah.
27, I
27.
Think.
27.
Our youngest is 16, just turned 16.
Oh, fun years, huh?
I'm so ready for that to be over.
Our youngest graduated a year ago, and she is doing well. She is adulting well. I'm proud of her. She's back in Arkansas. So you have these You have, in fact, you shared with me your son, who on Father's Day, he came in regalia, and he did an honoring dance for you, and you showed me the video of that. That was beautiful.
He danced for me and my dad.
Mm-hmm. So. And what kind of dance was that called?
That one, that was a war dance. It's called a sneak up, the one that I showed you the video of.
Mm-hmm. So. That's pretty neat. And having lived in South Dakota for many years and been to powwows and a lot of people that I know connected to the Lakota, I'm very, very interested in Indian culture. Love that here in Oregon we have a beautiful tribe, several that you said called it the
Confederated tribes. Grand Ronde, mm-hmm. and Celettes. And this land used to be covered in different tribes,
right?
They're still here. They're just not as prevalent as they were.
In Indian history, of course, we know how that was, and how a lot of them were scattered and lost their home, you know, their location, and went to reserves and things. And I honor how they have coming back, and they're passing on to many generations the traditions and things. And I love that you shared that with me. And I think it's important in the leather work that you do some of the leather work. Do you create like moccasins and things that? And some of the
I build full outfits. I think I showed you the picture of my daughter's dress.
Yes.
If I can see it, I can make it.
That's pretty
amazing.
Doesn't
matter the medium.
What a gift that you have, and what value that you add to the community by being able to do those things. What's your favorite thing to do? Do you have out of everything that you do? Do you have a favorite?
Ride my motorcycle.
What's the longest trip you've taken on your motorcycle?
Me and the wife went to Reno and back. Mm-hmm. On it, and you know that's not really that long of a trip, but when you have two people on a rigid frame motorcycle,
it could feel like a lot of miles.
Yeah, so we kind of lollygag going there. It took us 2 days to get there.
Uh-huh.
We weren't in a hurry.
Yeah.
So we put on that trip, I guess, about 2,500 miles total round trip.
Yes, so. And they have an expression. You may or may not know this, our friends listening today. They have an expression when you've ridden on a motorcycle for a while. They call it like an iron butt ride. Because Terry and I went down from Arkansas down to Scott, Louisiana on a hog rally, and we were on the Road King. And it was quite an adventure for me on the back, because it's the longest I had ever ridden on the back of a motorcycle. And I felt like I'd earned a badge of honor, you know, once I completed that ride. And so you've been to Vegas, Reno. Okay. And what's your favorite ride around here? Do you have like a let's just get on the bike and go place on the bike?
I don't really have a favorite place in Oregon.
It's gorgeous everywhere, huh?
Well, I'm from Montana, so.
Oh!
Yeah, Montana, we go ride through Glacier Park.
Sure.
Flathead Lake, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of just beautiful, beautiful rides up there.
And there is something about a Harley, and we can go into this a little bit in the next segment. I want to talk a little bit about our freedom. But there is something about hopping on a bike and that wind therapy and that freedom that you feel on a bike. We'll get into that when we come back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use today and every single day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a
good morning, Salem, Silverton, Dayton, Kaiser, Independence, Monmouth, if you're in Albany, maybe you're in Texas, Arkansas, wherever you're at today, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget about Dallas. Oh, yes, our friends in Dallas tuning in this morning. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, and we are Reliable News Talk Radio. We're continuing the conversation this morning about my friend Brothers Custom Fabrication, Sean, and his buddy that have started this business during the pandemic. And Sean, I just have to do this one more time. Oh, yeah. The sound of a Harley starting up. And those of you that don't ride motorcycles, there is something so cool about riding a motorcycle and just getting my endorsement. And it's kind of like a kid in a candy store. It's pretty fun. And there is some symbolism. There's been some talk, maybe you've heard or seen on Facebook, but there, with all of this going on in the unrest in our nation right now, there's been some talk that with President Trump having the rally or having the 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, and of course a few weeks later is Sturgis, there's been some rumor and talk that Antifa might try to show up and cause some trouble. And you know, and you just think about that. You think about bikers and the liberty loving how their perspective of freedom. In South Dakota, you don't have to wear a helmet. Many states, you don't have to wear a helmet. You do here in Oregon. But there's just that spirit of freedom, right? And exactly. I've got Sean in the studio with me, and we're talking about Harleys and making them custom. Your bike, maybe you don't have a Harley, but you have a bike that you want to make it custom. I'm sure you're not just limited to Harley, right? Yeah. If you want to do something special, he is your guy. He has a place in Staten, but he also works. They work on welding and fabrication. And he can build you a saddle, and he showed me these metal, it's a salmon, it's like this three-dimensional beautiful metal piece that's more like a decor. In fact, I've seen things like this. There's a place in a restaurant, I think it's called Mackenzie River, and I've seen where like salmon are jumping, you know, and as a decoration. So you're doing great work. Talk to me a little bit about that. I was just talking about the freedom and that on a bike. You were just saying how you love to get on your bike and just ride. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, it's like you said, it's freedom. You know, you don't have the radio you have to contend with. You don't, you know, you're obviously going to have other drivers on the road, but mm-hmm. you know, it's just you and your thoughts. You know, when you're driving a car down the road, you don't have to pay as close attention as you do when you're on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So it's you and your thoughts and the road and that bike. And, you know, if you didn't have to wear a helmet here, it'd be way easier, way better.
Right.
But,
and you stay tuned into your environment a little bit more, I think. Yeah. And you're one with that motorcycle is what I've understood. And it's been interesting for me, Sean, when we've worked at the rallies and on the sales end is good. And there is an emotional when someone's looking at buying a different motorcycle, and maybe they're looking at trading in the motorcycle that they've had all this custom work done to it, and it's theirs. It's like one of their children in a sense. Yeah. I mean, it's something they worked hard for, and they made it their own. And it is an emotional release and an experience. And what I love, and this is something that I love that Terry says, and it's so good, is you're releasing that for someone else to experience.
Yeah.
You've got it in a place as far as you can, and now that person, when you trade that in, someone that comes upon this, they'll get to experience that motorcycle. And again, the only thing I can liken it to, and it doesn't even do it justice, is when you buy a home and make it your own and then you sell it to get something else, you know. So
yeah.
Have you had that where you've upgraded and you're like, man, I wish I would have kept that whatever?
Well, I've had a lot of projects that I've worked on, hot rods and mm-hmm. different motorcycles and stuff. But when you truly, truly, truly make it your own, there's no trading it in.
You ain't
getting rid of it. You know,
no dollar amount, right?
No. My bike, I call her Betty, and Betty's she's not going anywhere. She'll go down to one of my sons. Will get her, and, and it's just they're. Like I said, I built the frame, I built the fenders, I built the tanks. That's all, my blood, sweat, and tears
mm-hmm.
all in there. And I know for a fact there ain't another man alive that can take care of her like I do. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And so does Carol ride on her own?
Nope, she don't.
So you guys have created memories together.
Yeah, I'm going to build her a trike.
And trikes, triglides, freewheelers, all of those are, if you don't know, listeners, they're the three, they've got the one wheel in the front and the two in the back, a little more sturdy. They ride like more like a quad or a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
They're you can't do the leaning corners as much, but they're safer. And people that want a little more sturdiness and on the road, they'll get them. And what I've found, we saw this a lot, is people are getting older. they're and maybe not feeling their knees are hurting or whatever, they'll graduate to a trike or a freewheeler, they call them in the Harley world. And that's kind of fun to watch. So you're going to build her one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then I've got an extra rear end laying around, so when I get to the point that I can't hold my bike up anymore, it'll be a trike.
Oh, that's awesome. We actually watched the other day on Jay Leno. Jay Leno had a show, and he was talking to a guy who created where they do the two wheels in front, and it's like an addition onto a Harley instead of the one wheel, and you can still get the leaning, but you have the extra security of it. It looks really weird, and Jay is like, he's riding it and giving his feedback or whatever perspective. I think it's on YouTube, Jay Leno Motorcycles. You can probably find it. But
I call them snowmobiles with a birth defect.
they're odd looking, but what's cool from what I was watching is that you still get that feel because you can do the leaning and there's a safety feature to that. So, but it's just still not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Not the same. So someone has a motorcycle or they're thinking about buying a motorcycle, so they can run down and talk to Terry, right? And they can buy a motorcycle, and then they come to you, and you can customize it, right?
Yeah.
And help them. Even the leather, the seating and all of that, too?
The leather, the paint, everything.
Saddlebags, all of that. Saddlebags,
if they want to cut up, that's our specialty. If not, we can add bars and paint and any other bolt-on or hand-fabricated items that, like I said, on my bike, I've built pretty much everything. My controls, everything
right.
is all handmade.
So. Wow, that's incredible. And even if you have, like, maybe you have something, maybe you have, if someone has some leather or upholstery or any of that, do you get into that as
I
well?
Do. Yeah.
Okay, so even if you have a truck or a work truck or something like that, you can help them look at those things as well, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your phone number again?
It's 503-769-8663.
And again, we'll put a link with his phone number on our podcast from today, and I'll put something on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you, what kind of encouragement do you have for our listeners today, just in general? What do you want to say to them? Anything particular?
I don't know. I mean, as far as doing your own thing, just do it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't wait for the right time because the right time will never come. You know, just get out there and follow your dreams and do what you want to do. Be nice to people.
Be kind, right? Oh, that's a great word of inspiration. You know, you've inspired me, Sean. Carol has inspired me and our friends at Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. Thank you for being amazing people.
Thank you
for joining us this morning, and I wish you well in your business. I know you're going to do well. Thank you for being here. And then in the future, let's do a check-in. Have you come back and tell us how it's going? How's that? Sound all right?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful day and every day. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you are an overcomer. Be blessed.